107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. On the air and online at 107.7theisland.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to try to press all the right buttons here. Robin Mays is here with the adorable, adoptable pet of the week from Voice for Companion Animals. How's it going?
It's going.
I take that as you're just going through the motions?
I just breathe. It's all good.
Is
a lot going on.
Are things getting stressful at the shelter?
Little bit, but it's okay. Just a lot of calls, a lot of people needing help, rehoming, issues, lost, you name it.
Do you want to talk about it? I'm listening.
Are you listening? Is the couch? The couch is ready.
Robin's on the couch.
And how does that make you feel?
Tell us.
Yeah. Oh, what I'm feeling here is soft kitty.
Oh, here we go.
Sweet little kitties.
We have...
At some point, will a visual of this animal be made available to the host?
There's two.
Are they brother and sister or sister and sister or what are they?
Oh, my goodness. Look at that little face.
Both found separately. One is Tika. One is Trooper. One is female.
One looks a little bit like Don Knotts.
You think?
It just went underneath by your wastebasket.
Of course we did. We have to be playing by the switchboard courts. Tika and Trooper, they're about 6 to 7 weeks old. They were very tiny. Foster Becky got them nursed. And
They look like they're not related at all.
No, they're not related at all.
One is solid black.
Yes, and one is calico.
And then the calico. Can I hold calico?
Would you like to hold calico? These are our emotional support animals.
Yeah.
Every animal is an emotional support animal.
Hi, baby.
Look at that little face.
He's a cute little face.
I can get used to you. Better turn on some more lights.
I know, right?
Well, again, I'm not used to having people down in that region.
Okay.
All right, Smarty Pants.
Are you getting a picture of this beautiful cat?
I am, because Laura's on the hunt.
How old are these cats?
About 6-7 weeks. So they are... being nursed and back to health. They were a little rough around the edges, but she's got him eating and they look better than before. And so
I think she likes me.
As long as that actually looks pretty good.
What's her name?
That is Tika.
I think we've lost the other one. I think the other one.
Are they too young to be adopted?
Yeah. They haven't even started their vaccinations at 8 weeks. They will. So they'll be headed to the vet in another week or so, maybe 2 weeks, make sure they're good and healthy. And
get that little triangle face.
But oh my gosh, these are what we get calls on every single day, litter after litter, found, caught, something happened to mom. They wandered in their yard, can't find the rest of them. There's just one. These guys are the nonstop phone calls, but it's all good.
Look how pretty she is. Look at that pretty little brown tail.
I know. You get a picture of her on the board. She's about to go on the board.
Yes.
About to go on the board.
She's about to learn her new trade.
Of course she doesn't go on the board. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing the extraordinary every day for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook or ProTeamDesign.com.
Franz Man.
There's a party going on right here.
Waking up with Franz Man. One man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
107.7 The Island.
How do cats this young, that small, get away from their mother? Is it a number of different scenarios?
There were feral. They got up underneath an engine and traveled. We get that a lot. Some that end up right in the middle of a parking lot. Some end up in the middle of a parking lot. And yeah, it's not good. A lot of injuries that way. That's why people say, especially during the winter when it is cold out, they crawl up there to keep warm. That's why they say pound on your hood.
Once again, you're too close to it to perhaps remember how important your job is. Thank God you're doing. Somebody has to do this.
We always wait for someone to put us out of business. It's not happening yet.
No. Well, you can pray about that.
Yeah, we do. There you go.
Beautiful. To see these beautiful animals and pictures by Robin Mays and Laura Hurley, go to the blog section of 1077theisland.com and check out these animals. How long before they're available?
At least probably 2 weeks just to be safe. We'll get their vet trip will be scheduled. That entails making sure they are FELV, FIV negative, and if they are, we address that. Start their vaccinations. They will be spayed and neutered about 4 or 5 months old. So an adoption will be included as a contract saying that they will be spayed and neutered.
The acquiring an animal at this young age, I find the bonding is perhaps that much stronger through the life of the animal. I could tell she's a little skittish, but as I was holding her, she immediately was calming down and becoming trusting of me.
Well, and that's part of having these guys not sitting in a building, but in foster care, because foster families can work with them, can hold them, and spend time with them. Our fosters are amazing. Becky, Sherry, Marilyn, Dee, Robert, we have quite a few that have phenomenal as far as handling them so that they are not scared of humans, not scared of being held.
Mm. You do have that at the shelter, just not as much, right?
We have people go in a minimum 4 times a day, but it's not, I think we've got a wonderful place, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't replace a home where someone is there and putting your feet up at night, watching TV and someone's lap is available and they're sleeping there at night. And it's not quite the same thing.
I have memories of being in kitty jail at the shelter.
Right.
Thank you for gracing us with the presence of these two beautiful cats. One is black, one is calico. Again, see pictures. And it's in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Robin, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us every week. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Hang in there with the trials and tribulations of running an all-volunteer shelter.
It has its moments, but we're just, I can't talk about enough about how blessed we are to be able to have a building that volunteers can come to. It's kind of our own little sanctuary, island, whatever, to get away from everything and help these guys. And giving back helps us when you're having a bad day, things aren't going right. Give back a little bit and you'll see that it's all okay. You're making a difference. It's just sometimes hard to remember.
That's what I would say when the stress gets too great. Pick up that little calico and look at her little face.
Right.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.
He drinks so much coffee, he has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Fransman, one man party in the morning. 1077 The Island.